Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. Pull up an easy chair, get your book, your Bible, and get your understanding opened up tonight with the scriptures. We're going into the book of Nahum. We are going to start in the first chapter, and we're going to start at the sixth verse, chapter 1, verse 6. So you go there while I'll make this important announcement. I was just noticing the calendar, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 23rd of May, and we're moving right along here. And we're on the countdown until Saturday night. Now, tomorrow night, we'll end our radio broadcast on the Truth for the Week. And then we will be off to Andrews, North Carolina, for the beginning of 8 glorious days of Passover. We're going to be keeping the second Passover. So make your plans to join us. Many people are already on the way from North Dakota, from Montana, and from Ohio, and from Michigan. Got calls in. They're already on the way. Praise Yahweh. So, and it's nice and mild here in the mountains. Praise Yahweh. Wonderful time to celebrate. And that's what we're going to be doing. So you make your plans to attend the festival there. And if you'd like information on the Passover, on how to get to the Passover in Andrews, North Carolina, to find us where we're at. It's very simple. You can call Dr. Jack at 828-321-1010, or you can call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can call area code 828-321-5533. That's Pastor Jim. And we will be glad to give you directional information on how to join us in fellowship there for 8 days. Now, if you can attend the first meeting, which is on Saturday night, the 25th, old-fashioned foot washing, we got the boys will be in there with the bluegrass picking and grinning for Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praising Him on the stringed instruments, dancing and singing in celebration. Then, preparation, we will be in the 26th. We will be in the 14th day of the month according to the moon cycle. And then at the going down of the sun on the 26th, of course, it will begin the full moon, the 15th day of the month. And there's when we will enjoy a meal of lamb and bitter herbs, a salad. And we will just start our festival of unleavened bread for the next 7 days. And we'll be enjoying it. There'll be teaching every day by different speakers that will be meeting at Peggy's Cafe on the corner of First and Locust. So if you want to come to Andrews, it just come to First and Locust. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrews has got, let's say, one, two, maybe three red lights there. So it's a small country town nestled in the mountains. It's a mountain town, small and very laid back. And so you'll enjoy a vacation in the Smoky Mountains with us on the Passover assembly, and you might learn something about the truth. There'll be preachers and teachers. There's going to be health seminars. Dr. Gary will be presenting the health lectures along with Dr. Jack. And Pastor Jim will be delivering festival messages for the fellowship of the tabernacle. We're going to have a old-fashioned under-the-tent meeting. It's just beautiful. There'll be people camping out in the campgrounds there at Andrews, North Carolina. Just a beautiful time to come and join us. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going into the message tonight, and we're going to continue with the tares, the wheat, and the chaff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to speak specifically tonight about chaff. You know, the Bible said he's coming with a fan in his hand, and the chaff is going to be blown off the wheat. Now, that is just what is the chaff. It is different from the tares. Tares cannot be blown off as it doth a chaff. So then, what is the difference between the tares and the chaff? Both of them are unacceptable to Almighty Yahweh. He's not going to accept them in, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes, that they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I would heal them. These are a sick, anemic people that have golden opportunity, if you will, or they have the grace extended to them. He said, all day long I have held forth my hand to a gainsaying and disobedient people. Well, to them seeing that they see not, and to them that hear that they hear not. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the chaff that we're going to talk about tonight in the third of the segment of the message, tares, wheat, and chaff. We are adding the third dimension here of a people that most people dare not to talk about. And Pastor Buddy dares to go by that because there are some of the Aryan race of Jacob Israel that will be disqualified for numerous reasons, meaning that they are lukewarm for number one. That means that they are apathetic to the fire of the burning of the gospel. They don't want to do anything for the furtherance of the gospel. You know, I've met some incredible people in the last year. These men have given their fortunes. They have turned over large amounts of money to sponsor this truth all over the earth. And they're still doing it convinced that we are in the last days. They're putting their money to the money changer. Remember that man that was qualified, that went and received his talents, meaning that he became capable or energized to go out and win souls. And the Bible said, he that wins souls is wise. How many people have you baptized into the divine name in the last year? Count up. Well, Pastor Betty, I baptized nobody. You know, I watched about 6,000 hours of TV, and yeah, and I know what's going on in the world, glory to God. I know who won the Super Bowl, and I know who won the NBA, or I know who's leading in the score of the baseball games. I can tell you every coach that's been fired this year, glory to God. But I don't know anything about the fundamentals of the teachings of the inheritance of the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel is in a bad, sick, anemic state. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen, and to hear those things which you hear, but have not heard them. So then, you got an opportunity. Now, he that's received the seed into stony places, where we left off yesterday, last night, the same as he that heareth the word with anon and joy, and he receives it, and yet he hath no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation, oh my, you mean Pastor Buddy, I'm going to have tribulation, persecution, you mean, they're going to like me, Pastor Buddy, that's right. You shall be hated, according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. You shall be hated of all men, or all nations, for my name's sake. Now, what's his name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for the few, not the many. Now, the many are on the broad way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereon. But we're looking for those on the narrow way, for straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. He that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and cures this world and deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Bring those wicked servants who would not that I should rule over them and slay them before me. My, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to be turned out of the kingdom. Now, he that heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, and these are the ones that receive the seed by the wayside. You know, they're just a wayside people. They're just, as when the wind blows, they go that way. When the dinner served, they run over to that church. When a singing is engaged, they run over there and hear these beautiful singers. Ladies and gentlemen, they sing like canaries, and they play the musical instruments. But I'm going to tell you, singing is good, but it won't take you to heaven. You cannot sing your way into heaven. You've got to obey your way into heaven. And the Bible said, I'll give the Holy Ghost to them that obey me. You have not because you ask not. When you ask amiss. You ain't going to get nothing from the Almighty Father until you buckle down and begin to keep his covenants and the divine principles, as it says in the book of Nahum, as we read in chapter 1, verse 6. Who can stand before Yahweh's indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Remember, he's coming back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and obey not his gospel. Ladies, you're going to be punished if you are a true blue Israelite and you haven't heard the word of the gospel. You haven't supported it. You've tried to tear down more than you build up. You're going to have gate trouble entrance. Verse 7, this is the key. This is my text tonight, by the way. Yahweh is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Now, what's the scripture say about trouble? Call on me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver you. And you shall glorify me, saith Yahweh, and he knoweth. Here's the key. Here is the difference between the wheat, the tares, and the chaff. Only the wheat is the justifiables, because the chaff had the gospel preached to them and received it not, believed it not, baptized not, repented not, received the Holy Ghost not, they the truth any way, form, or fashion. They wanted the fashions of the world and the things of the world and the traditions of the world that sets right with the Sunday go to meeting crowd. Down in the bell box, listening to the politically correct multicultural preacher lie to them about miscegenating, it's okay. It's okay to ordain homosexuals in the church and have homosexual lesbian marriages in the church. We're just one big happy family. God loves everybody. That's a lie right out of hell. God knows them that trust in him. Now the Bible said God knows them that are his. All men, all that are mine will come to me, and those that come to me, it didn't say that everyone would come, see, but those that do come to me, behold, I stand at the door knocking, if any man open, there's a lot of people that are hearing the knock of the gospel by Pastor Buddy, and you're closing the door to your understanding, and you won't walk in, and you're like Lot's wife, you look back towards Sodom, the carnal depths of your mind, the Sodom of your mind, the corruption of your flesh mind, and you go back, and the Bible said, he that puts his hands to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious walk with God here. We're not talking about fiddling on the roof while Rome burns. Today's the day of salvation. If you don't get it today, there ain't going to be no tomorrow for you. You ever notice tomorrow never comes? Did you ever notice that you can't go back into the past? And most people are living in the past or hoping for the future. Both of those is stupid and ignorant. The Bible said, take no thought for tomorrow. And it's evident you can't change the past. It's already under water under the bridge, and the Bible said you'll give an account for it. So then we've got to all answer to God for our past. And the only hope we got is the now. It is the now crowd, the now bunch, the precious now few that'll find time to do those things which are pleasing. For he said, why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do? You say, Pastor Buddy, you just do rough on us and, you know, we'll have to go somewhere whether or not it's rough. Well, go to hell. Who cares? Hell's full of unbelievers. Hell is full of these so-calls. Hell is full of the chaff that I'm talking about. And hell has enlarged her borders to receive you. So fill up your measure and go straight to hell with all nations that forget God and won't obey his commandments. Let me ask you a question, as is stated in the book of Revelations. Who is Satan mad at? Who did he come to make war with? The remnant. Just a few now. Of them that love God and keep his commandments. That's what it says. Are you one of those, or do you put everything back under the law and justify your tradition of today, things that you can't read? You know, if it was read it or hang them, they'd all be swinging. Most of them preachers. I get entirely teed off about this matter because these evil ones shall receive the greater damnation because they know they're lying. They're full of lies. That's what they do. That's what they're called for. And the Bible said they will lie good enough to deceive the very elect. They'll have you wandering around in Babylon if you're not very careful. I know I wandered around there for 30 years blind to the obvious truths that I now see. But for the grace of God, I would be as they. Now then, God's grace has entitled me to preach the gospel, to be instant in season, to reprove and to rebuke, and to shout it on the housetop, come out of her, my people. And when I call for the people to come out and to return to the old bath, they are so traditionized or conditionized, are so pettinized. Oh, yeah, they're a bunch of preacher's pets. Let me show you verse 15. Remember, God said, I know them that trust in me. God said again, I know them that trust in me. Now, does he know them that trust in him? How does he know them? He knows them by their fruit. You know a tree by its fruit. Now, I know it's Sabbath, but I'm sleepy today. I've got to go to work. Man's got to make a living. Glory to God. You know, that's what they do. Or you say, well, are you going to attend the festival and the feast this year? No, but I'm saving up to go. We're going to take the children and go to Disneyland. You're going to get dizzy after a while. You're going to be in a land of Nod. You're going to be in a land of affliction. You're going to be in a land of trouble. You're going to be in a land of Sodom and Gomorrah. You're going to be as it was in the days of Noah. You're going to be beaten on the door and it closed to you. You're going to be like those of the tares bundled up and burned in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, the church shall rage in the streets. Well, look at the major cities and the thoroughfares and the interstates crammed packed full on the holidays. Boy, when Christmas comes, we got to go to mamas and daddies. It's the children returning for Christmas. They're coming in for Christmas. What are you having? What are you serving? Oh, it's Jesus' birthday. We're going to have a ham. Oh, my heavens, ladies and gentlemen. Learn not the way of a heathen. You say, what? Learn not the way of the heathen? Behold, upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, O Israel, and keep the solemn feast. Perform your vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through you. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to be in that kingdom gathering where that they will be fellowshipping in the feast? If you haven't done it down here, forget it up there. If you haven't kept the Sabbath down here, you won't want to go up there. They keep them up there. Do you want to acquaint yourself with what goes on in heaven as a pattern of the things that they do that you must do? Pastor Buddy, and I am not going to compromise with anybody, anywhere, at any time, with the conditions of the Scriptures. There shall be not any of the wicked pass through. And the Bible says there is a way and no unclean thing. If you ain't washed, sanctified in the name of Yahweh and justified in his name, you can forget the walking and the talking. Because you're just sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, and you say, well, but ladies and gentlemen, you do not. Now, we're looking for doers. I ain't interested in your sympathetic ear to tickle it with the gospel. Oh, God loves everybody. God hates everybody that won't obey him. David said, through his precepts, I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. God hates the wicked. God hates the evildoers. Let me give you some examples here, ladies and gentlemen. Notice here in Leviticus 18 and 2, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you do not. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances and learn the ways of the heathen. Oh, Pastor Betty, you're against Easter Sunday. Easter egg hunts, and you know, the little children. I'm not going to let them listen. You go. It's a coward, because it would destroy their little faith. They're so tender-hearted. Your little children are burned right in hell with everything else that denies the Word of God. What do you think, that God has got respect of persons? Don't you know that you are held responsible to bring up your child or your children in the way they should go? And when they're old, they won't depart from it? If you can't give them the Word of God, what in the world do you teach them?
Well, we've got a Sunday school quarterly. It tells about David getting the sword and lowered it to God. He goes out by yonder and he picks up five snowstones out of the brook, lowers to God, and he kills that old big, long, lanky, evil giant, and we all live happily ever after. This is not the message of Jack and the Beanstalk religion. This is salvational truth. He said, don't learn the ways of the heathen.
You gotta go home to mommy on Christmas. You gotta nail a tree. You see, boy, I see these people, I'm telling you, it is so silly and so stupid and so asinine. They wouldn't give you 5 cents out of their pocket if you were starving to death. But they'll run and pay $50 for a Christmas tree or $75 for a blue spruce. And they'll spend thousands of dollars to decorate it, and then they'll put all kinds of these stupid idolistic lights upon their house to showcase the place they live. Man, I mean, we have got into Paganville, and the people have learned the ways of the heathen. This coming out of Babylon in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. I dare you to read it. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nations which I cast out before you. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 23. For they have committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. I abhorred them. Deuteronomy 18 and 9. When you are coming to the land which the Mighty One has given you, you shall not learn or do after the abominations of these heathen nations. Where did Santa Claus come from? Oh, my. Man, I'm glad I was raised in Dixie. Well, my daddy told me to call an ace and a spade a spade. Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call. I'm coming back in 2 minutes after the break to continue on this amazing message tonight, the wheat, the tares, and the chaff. We're talking about the chaff tonight. We'll specifically talk about them, and we'll be back in 2. You come back and join us. Praise Yahweh. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight doing a Bible study. If you're man enough or woman enough to take the meat or the heat, hang in the kitchen here with us as we are on the countdown to wheat, tares, and chaff. We're taking the fan tonight. We're going to blow off the chaff. 2 Chronicles 13:7, be not like your fathers, like your brethren, which trespassed against me, who therefore I gave them up to desolate, as you can see. Proverbs 22:24, make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man, do not go into him, lest you learn his ways and it become a snare to your soul. So many of Yahweh's people are full of bitterness and evil, filthy imaginations, corrupt carnal minds, justifying themselves with their conscience seared with a hard iron, running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none, a pill to go to bed, a pill to get up, a bottle to soothe them, and during the day, they have no relationship with the Mighty One. The Spirit has departed. Ichabod. Praise Yahweh. Isaiah. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah. This is the same prophet that they saw him to. Isaiah 8:11. For Yahweh spake thus unto me with a strong hand. He instructed me that I should not walk in the ways of this people. Who was the people who's done that? His own people. Israel. Jeremiah 16:12. You have done worse than your fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think of that Sodom and Gomorrah was worse than San Francisco? Or the Catholic Church with its homosexuality rampant? With the gay, lesbian, political power block? As the politicians who run for offices and can't be elected unless they court these strong lobbying demons? You say, well, politics makes strange bedfellows, Pastor Buddy. You got that right. They do strange things while they're in the bed, too. You walk every man after the imagination of your evil heart, and you will not hearken unto me. Jeremiah 17:1, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. To do evil, you're quick. To do good, you are slow. While your children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, but I say unto your children in the wilderness, walk not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Lord, we've got idols today that will puke, gag a maggot. Oh, I just can't wait till, as the world turns, comes on, or the guiding light. Oh, it is, I just can't miss one episode. And that's what they want you to do, so that you will idolize the stars. Hollywood. Hollywood, in other words, where they make idols, basketball stars. These men that would drive 10,000 miles to get a basketball star's autograph. Shaq attacks all over the nation. Michael Jordan selling through the air. Oh, nobody can do it like Mike. And he reeks in $100 million a year for running up and down a hardwood. Do not defile yourselves with these people. Hosea 4:9. And there shall be this like the people, like the priest, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Though Israel played the harlot, and yet not Judah offended, and came not up unto Gilead to the feast, and neither went up to Beth-Aven, nor did they swear unto me, Yahweh liveth. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to come and swear. You ever swore? No, I don't believe in swearing, Pastor Buddy. You don't? The Bible is full of scriptures where it said, swear by my name. If you don't swear by it, you ain't going to live by it. If you don't swear by it, you're going to die without it. I'm going to swear by it, and I'm going to serve him. Hosea 5:5, and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Oh, we got so many proud, dotting around, jake-legged, stiff-necked and uncircumcised, full of blasphemy, speaking evil of good, decent people, always trying to tear down, negative to the core, rotten to the very heart that they have. Zechariah 1:4, be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but you will not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith Yahweh. Matthew 23:1, then spake the Messiah, into the multitude of his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. And therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, and that do, but do not after their works, for they say, and do not. Oh, my. For they say, and do not. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we coming to? Howbeit, let me show you that the times has come that they will not walk in the truth. Now, what is a wheat seed do? What's he say? Psalms 102. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart, David said. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, Paul said, you became followers of us and of Yahweh, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that we are examples for all those that believe throughout Macedonia and Achaia. For from you that sounded out the word of Yahweh, not only in Macedonia, but also in every place, your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak of anything. Let no man despise your youth. I'm proud of young men that start out seeking him early. That's got a zeal. Don't wait till your body's wore out. Don't wait till you've got arthritis and you can't get up out of the easy chair or get off the couch with your bag of potato chips and your beer to run to the church to get you some salvation before you kick the bucket. That's what most people want to do. They want to use God like they use an umbrella. Only when it's raining do they open the umbrella. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Mark 12:29, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you ain't got that kind of love and dedication, you ain't going to the kingdom. Therefore, he said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Now, what were they? They were sayers and do-notters. That's what Christ said right here. They say and do not. Oh, they talk a good talk. They preach the good preach. But as far as doing anything, they don't do nothing. You keep Sabbath? Nah, that went out on the law. Do you fast? Don't have to do that no more. Do you pray on the altar? No, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is call a television preacher, let him pray for you, glory to God. You know, they've got letters, stacks of letters. I mean, I've seen Benny Hinn. I mean, he had about 10,000 letters from around the country. And he had his very nimble hands laid upon it, and they were anointed in oil and holy water from Jordan, and he preached upon them letters, and all there was people healed all over the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that if you don't keep God's commandments that he's written down for you, and the first one is the mighty commandment, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh's one, thou shalt love him with all your heart, second like it unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. All these hangs all the law. Third one, you shall have no idols before him. Fourth one, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Those are the first or four fundamental of the scriptures, whereas they are toward God. The next six is directed toward man. So then, 6 and 4 is 10. 10 is perfection, and there's only one God. One God to serve. One God to bow to. One name that you must have in your forehead when you face him, as it is in Revelation 14:1. They have the name of a Father. What is the name of a Father, if you can tell me? Most people say, they're like Jethro. They start doing their suffering. Now I heard the preacher say this other thing. Now don't help me. I know it. You'll come to me here in a minute. You know, I'm just getting so bad I can't remember nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you why you don't remember nothing. Because you don't hear nothing. I remember my serial number that was given to me May the 15th, 1956. I can still quote it. You know why? Because that big first sergeant stuck his foot about 14 foot up my rear end when I didn't know it, and I got the message real quick. Remember your serial number. Remember your raffle number. Most everyone wants to remember where the chow hall is. Oh, they followed him for the fish and the loaves. They didn't follow him to learn the commandments and become a doer of it. The ones that fell by the wayside are those that had all the cures of the world with the thorn patch. These are the chaff that will be blown away and rejected. Briars, thorns, and thistles, nigh to rejection. Take heed, lest any of you have an unbelieving heart, depart from the living God. God is after you tonight, and if you don't straighten your life up with the commandment keeping and come to his supper, he said, all them that were bitten and wouldn't come, now you got to get an invitation, you got to be qualified. Israel is qualified, and whosoever will let him come, but not all Israel is Israel. That's the secret here, ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible said not all will hear. For many will turn from the commandments and turn themselves into vain jangling, and will turn themselves into perverted ones. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron, depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Right, you know you are. You know, Pastor Buddy's wrong. Why don't you just go ahead and cuss him? Why don't you go ahead and blaspheme? Why don't you go ahead and call him evil? You see, he's a proud man, and he don't give in. And you see that he don't know no Bible. If he know the Bible, he would be quoting John 3:16 more than he does. God so loved the world that he gave his only God, begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's good enough for me now. That's what the Bible says. And I know I love God. No, I don't do all them things he said, but I love him. Why call me Yahweh, said, and do not the things I do? You call me Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I be your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's. Have you had a foot washing this year? But you don't have to do that. That don't mean that. Well, I guarantee you, he told Peter kicked him. He said, you ain't washing my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet here tonight, son, you won't have nothing to do with me. You won't inherit to where I'm going. You ain't coming to where I'm going. If you don't have them washed tonight, you're out. Well, Peter got the message real quick, and then went to feet. Well, we're going to have a foot washing, old-fashioned foot washing, and remembrance of that statement. We're going to meet in Andrews, North Carolina on the 25th. That is Saturday night. We'll be there Saturday night. Pastor Buddy, if you'd like to meet Pastor Buddy, be there. And we'll wash feet. I'll wash your feet. I'll bow down and wash feet. Praise Yahweh. Or you can wash mine. We'll wash each other's. Do you know what Abraham done when the three angels appeared in the plains of Mamre, when he was sitting under the oaks, and he looked out in the heat of the desert, and across the burning desert came three men walking, and Abraham ran down into the herd, and he brought out a lamb and slaughtered it, got the unleavened bread out, told Sarah to make the unleavened cakes on the hearth. When they got there, they had an old-fashioned foot washing. Oh, hallelujah. 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. And in the 19th chapter, Lot fed the angels unleavened bread, which is the Passover, according to Luke 22:1. You see, ladies and gentlemen, these are principles, divine principles, that were taught long before Moses. Moses had nothing to do with this principle. And they were still keeping it after Christ ascended back into the heavens. We're waiting on somebody who wants to debate that message. They kept it. We're keeping it tonight. Oh, you say, well, do you keep everything perfect? No, I'm not perfect by a long shot. But at least I'm trying. At least I'm out there giving it my best shot. Better to try and fail than to never try at all. The Bible said it's first be a willing mind. A willing mind will get you up off your bed, get you off of your seat, off your 23rd chapter of your imagination, start doing something. When's the last time you went on the altar and prayed? You say, well, I don't think I have to do that. I go down to the local Baptist church. I go down to the local Catholic church. I go down there. When I want to pray, I go to the church house, buddy. Well, then why did Christ pass up a church that it took 46 years to build? Had all the glory and the pomp and splendor, and all of Israel was proud of it, especially the Canaanite Jews that run it, the Sanhedrin court. But he passed it up and went to the wilderness to do his worshiping. I suggest you might want to do the same. Come out here, my people, being a partaker. This is Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee. Praise Yahweh. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Praise Yahweh. And I'll get your letter, just like Brother John wrote me today out of Thorndale, Pennsylvania. He heard the Shepherd's Call on WWCR, and we heard from him today out of Pennsylvania. That's about 4 or 5 people that we've got in Pennsylvania that's now studying with us. Well, I guess there's more than that down in Brother Augustine, that crew up that way. So, people from Montana, people from New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call from Brooklyn, New York just this week. Sweet lady right there in the heart of Brooklyn, New York, calling and inquiring, crying, weeping, thanking the Heavenly Father that there's a preacher on the radio that will tell the truth. And it just makes me feel so good to hear from all of you good folks, and I just appreciate so much. Now, I respond. I've got Brother John, I got his letter today, and he's already got a package ready to go out in the morning in the mail. We send him some compliments. He didn't send no offering. But we send out 3 complimentary tapes and some tracks and some information to introduce our ministry to those that would care enough to write us a letter. That's all you got to do. Just call us or write us a letter. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, you can simply call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, for praise Yahweh, if you would like to attend the fellowship feast in Andrews, North Carolina, simply call Dr. Jack, 828-321-1010 for directional information. Or you can call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. And we will give you information on that. We would love to have you at the Feast of the Passover. You could attend. You could fellowship. There will be teachers for you. As I said, Pastor Jim will be lecturing. And several more teachers that will be in, that will be lecturing there in Andrews, North Carolina, at the restaurant and at the old-fashioned tent on the property of Dr. Jack. So you just join us up there, and well, ladies and gentlemen, let's review what we've talked about tonight. We've talked about the 3 types of substances that make up the characteristics of the soul. Now, we have the wheat. That's the ones that fell on good ground and sprang up into eternal life. That's the ones that went forth preaching the gospel with the signs following. That's the ones that preached repentance and baptism. That's the one that preaches the commandment, keeping of Passover and keeping Sabbath and keeping Pentecost and keeping tabernacles. These are those that have hazarded their life to preach this gospel. These are the ones that taught the true Sabbath by the functioning of the moon cycle with the equinox of the sun, marking the day of length and night. Equalization from that day, mark the first moon, and from that day, count 10 days, put up a lamb. On the 10th day, put up a lamb, signifying that Christ, the lamb, as a type of Israel, his bride coming home on the 30th day of the month, according to the 4th chapter of Joshua, chapter 4, verse 19, on the 10th day of the first month, that was Passover month, and on the very 10th day, this is why that we keep the lamb up, or put the lamb up on the 10th day, to symbolize that's the day that Israel came from wandering 40 years in wilderness, and over 430 years it took for them to get to the land of promise. Now remember, the Bible said, they that afterward believe not were destroyed. They that believe not were destroyed. They that believe not, who were they? They were the chaff. God has got a plan to blow the chaff away. God has got a plan to try everyone that he receives. God has got a plan to make sure that you make sure that your election and calling is sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio. You can hear us rebroadcast in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Mighty Voice of Truth. We'll join you there in the morning. Yahweh bless you until tomorrow night, Friday night, the 24th day of May. We'll join you on the 24th at 8 o'clock. Yahweh bless you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.